Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, essentials, non-essentials, and everything in between. This is the Cinemistress, and I went to my couch because we're still under a stay-at-home order and the movie theaters are still closed. So I am taking this opportunity to catch up on some movies I may have missed when they were in the theater and to check out some independent films that are being released digitally. In this case, I watched Swallow, which is a new movie starring Halle Bennett and directed by Carlo Mirabella Davis. This is a new release that is currently available to rent through Amazon Prime for $7. Not the $20 that they're charging for the other new releases. This one is discounted because it would have gotten a very limited run if it had been released to theaters. This movie is a bit of an odd one. Amazon classifies it as a thriller, although I think this could actually fall into the horror category pretty easily as well, as we shall soon see. As usual, I will save spoilers to the end and I will give you fair warning. But first, your plot. Halle Bennett plays Hunter, a newlywed who is a middle-class girl who is married into an incredibly rich family. This marriage has left Hunter incredibly anxious and intimidated, with good reason. Her in-laws are very dismissive and don't think much of her, and her husband, though he seems to love her, doesn't pay a lot of attention to her. So she's living her life feeling incredibly powerless. And when she finds out she's pregnant, that feeling of powerlessness just grows. So in an effort to gain some sort of control over her life, she swallows a marble. This action makes her happy. So when the marble passes with no incident, she starts swallowing other items, like larger marbles, and batteries, and thumbtacks. This, of course, is pica, which is an eating disorder where you are compelled to eat things that are harmful or have no nutritional value. And when Hunter goes in for her first ultrasound and the doctor finds objects in her stomach that shouldn't be there, her husband and in-laws react in incredibly unhelpful ways. And that's all I'm really going to tell you about the plot. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. The last time I saw Halle Bennett in a film, she was the worst part of the Magnificent Seven remake. And when I saw that she was starring in this film, I almost hesitated renting it because I thought she would be terrible, but here, she is sublime. She spends half of this movie as an incredibly fragile creature that barely speaks above a whisper, but then she starts to finally gain her voice and gain some sense of control over her life, and you want to cheer her on. You want to say, yes, you go, girl. Don't swallow that, but you go, girl. And Bennett does an amazing job with this character. There is not a scene in this film where she is not present. The entire film revolves around her. I like the subtle way the movie shows us the mindset of Hunter and the fact that she keeps anything she swallows that passes through. She cleans it and keeps it as a trophy. It shows you what she's doing and how it's making her feel without having characters just sit there and talk about it. And I applaud this movie for not shying away from what Hunter is doing to herself when she swallows these things. It's not grotesque, but they do not shirk from showing you that she is harming herself. You don't swallow batteries and thumbtacks and open safety pins and not hurt yourself internally. And it is disturbing to watch her swallow these items. I also like the fact that this film does not take the easy route. There are two characters that are introduced, the quote-unquote nurse, Lue, and Hunter's father, that you think are actually going to be disastrous to her mental well-being, and the movie doesn't take that very easy route. I will delve into these two characters a bit more in the spoilers. Saying anything here kind of gives away a lot of the ending. However, it does take the easy route on one aspect, and that leads us to the bad. The in-laws and the husband are so over-the-top nasty that it just seemed very tropish. The over-the-top nature of their reaction to Hunter's problem grew tiresome a little bit. It is the easy route to make the rich people assholes, and they do that in this movie completely. And I thought that was a bit of lazy writing there. In particular, the husband. I think they could have made the husband, if not supportive, not just such a douchebag. And by the end of the film, he is a complete and utter douchebag. It made me wonder why this marriage happened in the first place. As for ugly, I mean, this does show you the effects of what pica can do to a body, so that gets to be ugly, but it's not an ugly for the film. This film is actually really good. So, final thoughts? Final thoughts. This movie is not for everyone. And I will say that the last thing that Hunter swallows will probably bother a lot of people. I generally shy away from movies about eating disorders, simply because I lived with one for a number of years and been there, done that, got the dental bills. But this one was beautifully directed and beautifully acted, and I actually highly recommend it. It's a strange little film, but is very oddly uplifting in a way. It is definitely worth the $7 that you would spend renting it on Amazon Prime, and I recommend that you do that. I am rating Swallow a very healthy 3-course meal. And if you have an eating disorder, please find help. There are people out there who can help you and will listen and will not look down on you for this problem. Trust me on this. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
So the character of Lue is introduced after Hunter goes to the doctor for the first time, and they have to surgically remove items from her stomach. And he's introduced as a nurse, but he's basically a guard. He's there to frisk her before she goes into the bathroom and to make sure she's not swallowing things she shouldn't, because her in-laws have reacted incredibly badly to this. And you think that Lue is just going to be this strong-arm guy who bullies her, but he in fact turns into the hero of this story. When Hunter finds out that her therapist is telling her husband everything that she says, she reacts by eating a bunch of potting soil and then crawling under her bed. And it's Lue who crawls under with her and tells her she's safe. She can stay there. It's okay. He recognizes that this woman is hurting. And it's Lue who helps her escape the house when her in-laws want to have her committed. Lue is probably my favorite character of the film because they didn't do the easy thing with him. They actually wrote a very complex character that doesn't have a lot of scenes. And they do that again with Hunter's father. Hunter tells her therapist that she is a product of rape and that her mother, though she loved her, treated her differently than her sisters because her mother was raped. When Hunter leaves her marriage and runs away, she goes to confront her father, and they very easily could have written him as just a complete asshole. Instead, they wrote a very repentant character who did his time in jail, realized that what he did was incredibly wrong, and is trying to make amends in the only way he knows how, by realizing he is not God and by taking care of his current wife and daughter. And he gives a speech to Hunter that probably breaks her need to eat bad things, because in the end, the last thing she swallows is an abortion pill, and she moves on with her life, and you get the feeling that she's gonna be okay. And in a weird way, it's one of the most uplifting films I've seen in a long time. This is the Cinemistress signing off. Please, don't swallow bad things.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.